Communication. We all know what it is or what it may be. Human beings are innately social creatures. We set ourselves into an order known as society, and within our societies we have culture. Both set forth how we communicate, or the lack thereof. As we live our lives, we use or abuse that which sustains us, our natural resources. Natural resources include water, soil, wood, paper, air quality, cork, flora, fauna, aquatic life, cotton, petroleum, grand vistas of geologic wonders, and so forth. What determines stewardship or abuse of such resources is how we communicate among each other, knowledge of management, and wise stewardship. Another determining factor is our individual willingness or lack thereof to have an open mind to learning and changing. Past times have dealt much miscommunication amongst natural resource managers and the local people. As time has and does continually flow, sun up to sun down, people have learned to work together. We, as natural resource professionals, have learned that we don't manage our natural resources directly. Rather, we manage people to manage our resources. We work together to change our behaviors and ways of thinking, to better manage what we have and how we use our resources. One technique is that of coordinated resource management, or CRM, teams or groups. Each CRM team is its own. There is no one-size-fits-all. There are basics to a CRM, but each is tailored by the group for the group and their respective resources. Communication, education, voluntary and willful openness to learn and work as a team is crucial to the wise stewardship and management of our natural resources. The ecological, economical, and social aspects of management are three keystone elements that must be considered in a CRM team's management plan. Another pertinent element is that management and the respective plans ought to be adaptive or flexible. Change is the only constant in life. Therefore, we ought to be flexible. As individuals, groups, and communities communicate, may we remember the importance of wise stewardship over what we have been given by Mother Earth. May we also remember the importance of communication and truth in natural resource management. Humans are a part of nature. We need to remember that ecology, economy, and society are interdependent. As an individual, I can do something. As a group and community, we can be the change we desire for the betterment of tomorrow.